Should I try to work harder?
You are a powerful creator who came into this leading-edge environment understanding that you create through the power of your thought by deliberately directing your focus toward things you want. You did not intend to rely on your action for that creation. It may take some time to adjust to the understanding that you are creating through your thoughts, not through your action, but we cannot overstate the value of thinking and speaking of things as you would like them to be rather than as they are. Once you not only understand the power of your thought, but you deliberately direct this powerful tool in the direction of things that you desire, then you will discover that the action part of your life is the way that you enjoy what you've created through your thought. When you achieve vibrational alignment, which means your thoughts are pleasing you as you think them, and you feel an inspiration to act, you've accomplished the best of both worlds. Your action feels effortless when you are tuned into the vibrational frequency of Source, and then you feel an inspiration to offer action. Those outcomes are always pleasing. But action taken without tending to vibrational alignment first is hardworking, inefficient action that over time wears you down. Most are so busy dealing with that which is immediate that they don't have time to tend to that which is important. Many tell us that they're so busy making their money that they don't have time to enjoy it. For when you rely on your action to create, often you're too tired to enjoy your creation.
Abraham, a lady posed a question to you. It was something to the effect, she said, "My work's an adventure and I really do enjoy it. But when I tie money and earnings to my work, I can feel a tension that then takes the joy out of it. Do they not go well together?" What would your response to her be?
This is a common story that we hear from creative people who are involved in music or art that they love. But when they decide to make this thing that they love the primary source of their income, not only do they often struggle in making enough money, but their previous joy is diminished as well. Most people have a rather negative attitude about money, simply because most people speak more often of what they cannot afford or the lack of the money they desire than they speak of the benefit of money. Also, most people spend more time thinking about what is currently happening in their experience rather than what they would prefer to happen. And so without meaning to, most people are thinking rather lackfully about money. So then, when you couple an idea of something that you enjoy, your adventure, your music, your art, with something that you've felt strong lack about for a long time, like money, the balance of your thought tips toward the dominant feeling. As you begin spending more time visualizing what you desire and less time observing what is, and as you begin to practice your more positive, better-feeling story, in time, your adventure will become the dominant vibration within you. And then as you couple your adventure with your means of earning, the two will blend perfectly and enhance each other. There is no better way to earn money than to do things that you love to do. Money can flow into your experience through endless avenues. It's not the choice of the craft or avenue that limits the money that flows, but the attitude toward the money. That's why so many niche markets are continually opening, with people becoming very wealthy from ideas that only recently were not viable markets at all. You are the creator of your own reality, and you are the creator of your own markets of enterprise and your own flow of money. You cannot accurately define some activities as hard and others as easy, because all things that are in harmony with what you are wanting are easy and flowing, while all things that are not in harmony with what you are wanting are harder and more resistant. Any time what you're doing feels like a struggle, you must understand that your contradictory thought is introducing resistance into the equation. Resistance is caused by thinking about what you do not want, and that's what makes you tired.